In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Beattie Mae Jeffries, age 84, of Greensburg, died Friday at her home. Survivors include her husband, Otho Rolland Jeffries, two daughters and a son-in-law, Marilyn and David Wood of Indiana, Connie Jeffries of Greensburg, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, two sisters, Janola Emberson of Indiana, Geraldine Jones of Sulphur Well, one brother, Udell Blades of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Beattie Mae Jeffries will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Trevor Scott Yates, age 37, of Bradfordsville, died Thursday at his residence. He is survived by his parents, Ricky and Marcia Yates of Bradfordsville, one sister, Stacy Yates of Bradfordsville, maternal grandparents, Leonard and Geneva Wright of Bradfordsville. Funeral services for Trevor Scott Yates will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. Mr. Clifford Allen Sock Roberts, age 75, of Louisville, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Imogene Roberts, two daughters, Gwen Roberts and Lisa Clayton, and husband Byron of Louisville, three stepchildren, two sisters and two brothers, Evelyn Hunt, Peggy Hall and husband Buster, and Richard Buck Roberts and wife Teresa of Campbellsville, Jerry Roberts and wife Shirley of Louisville. Funeral services for Clifford Allen Sock Roberts will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Owen Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home in Campbellsville. Mr. Charles W. Watson, age 63, of Lebanon, died Saturday at Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Home. He is survived by two sons, Jeff and Jesse Sagracy, both of Springfield, one brother, Jack Watson of Lebanon, four grandchildren. Funeral services for Charles Watson will be Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Tristan Catherell Mitchell, age 21, of Sulphur Well, formerly of Greene County, died Saturday in Edmonton from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. He is survived by his wife, Crystal Horton Mitchell, four children, Tizan Samjay Mitchell of Greensburg, Harmony Charisse Walter, Kiera Serenity Taki Horton, and Quentin Eugene Parks, all of Sulphur Well. One sister and one brother, Takesha Mitchell of Arkansas and Michael Mitchell of Cave City. One brother-in-law, Aaron Edwards of Sulphur Well. Father-in-law and mother-in-law, Jeff Park and Joyce Horton, both of Sulphur Well. Grandmother-in-law, Magdalene Scott of Sulphur Well. Funeral services for Tristan Catherell Mitchell will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Mitchell Family Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Tuesday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.